What if I told you that the incredibly expensive high-tech plastic box sitting under your TV right now is, well, officially obsolete?
Right, and not because it's old or, because the hardware is faulty.
Exactly. It's obsolete because the digital worlds we're trying to force inside of it have just fundamentally outgrown the laws of local physics. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at an absolutely fascinating piece of source material, the Tekken Plus Guide to May 2026 Gaming Masterpieces.
Yeah, and normally a monthly release guide is really just a catalog of what's new.
Right, but according to the analysis here, May 2026 wasn't just a busy month. It was a historic sort of point of no return transition for a whole tech sector. Okay, let's unpack this. Before we get into the individual games causing this, like hardware meltdown, set the stage for us. What is the macro environment here?
Well, the guide paints a picture of an industry operating at just a staggering scale. I mean, they highlight over 15 million active monthly gamers right now.
Wow, 15 million.
Yeah. But the really wild metric, the one that dictates everything we're about to discuss, is an 85% growth in digital sales.
That is a massive jump.
It is. It tells us the global audience has definitively moved away from physical media. They're connecting directly to servers now. So video games aren't just isolated visual experiences anymore. They are, living, breathing ecosystems.
Which brings us to the actual software, because I want to look at the sheer scale of the top two releases from this month. We're talking about projects that rival like massive public infrastructure in terms of cost and complexity.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do studios even justify the financial risk of building something this large?
They justify it through honestly unprecedented returns. Let's look at the undisputed juggernaut of the month, Echoes of Eternity by JSOF.
Right, the one that got a 95 out of 100 on Metacritic.
Exactly, the masterpiece of the month. To build this JRPG, JSOF spent around $120 million.
Which is just what?
It is. And the game file is a colossal 115 gigabytes. It combines this classic anime style with cutting-edge 10th generation graphics and deals with these massive themes of time and space. But here's the kicker. It moved 3.5 million copies in its first week.
Wait, so they generated what, $245 million in a single week?
Yeah. They doubled their massive investment in the time it takes most people to finish a standard work week.
That's unbelievable. And then right alongside it, you have Starfall, Awakening from Nova Studios, a sci-fi action RPG.
Right. Starfall pulled a 92 on Metacritic. It brought in $196 million from 2.8 million copies in its first week alone.
And the Steam data is insane too, right?
Oh, yeah. It achieved an overwhelmingly positive reception with over 150,000 reviews in just 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, people were specifically praising its revolutionary flight mechanics and the whole interstellar war setting. The third-person shooting just clicked perfectly.
Oh, wait, this is where I have to pause and look at the logistics of this. The Tekken Plus guide notes that the main narrative of Echoes of Eternity takes over 80 hours to complete.
It's a massive time commitment.
Right. I mean, that is the equivalent of a TV network greenlighting, writing, shooting, and releasing 5 full seasons of a prestige sci-fi show all on the same Tuesday, and banking on the audience actually finishing it. Is this sustainable for the industry, or are we hitting a ceiling on sheer size where games simply become too massive to finish?
Well, that fear of the endless empty map has been around for years. But the Tekken Plus analysis reveals why these specific games are succeeding. They aren't padded with empty space. They succeed because of depth.
Okay, how so? What keeps someone engaged for 80 hours?
It's about fundamentally rethinking gameplay. Echoes of Eternity didn't just give players a bigger map. They seamlessly combined classic turn-based strategy with real-time action perfectly. Plus, they paired it with a masterpiece soundtrack.
So every hour actually feels intentional.
Exactly. And Starfall captured his audience differently. They utilized a profound moral decision-making system. Your choices as a player actually dictate the entire ending of this interstellar war.
Wow. But okay, populating these massive 100-plus gigabyte worlds requires a fundamentally new approach, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Because you can't hand code a 115 gigabyte galaxy where every choice changes the ending.
No, human developers can't manually write a script for every single interaction, and that pivots the conversation perfectly. The entire industry is abandoning the idea of purely relying on graphics.
So we're looking at the end of static worlds.
Precisely. The new gold standard is dynamic, interactive worlds driven by artificial intelligence.
Right, the guide mentions AI use in both Starfall and Echoes of Eternity, specifically for dynamic NPC conversations, right? Like the non-playable characters.
Yes, the engine uses AI to generate highly contextual dialogue on the fly, so behavior feels incredibly natural. The world remembers what you've done.
But it's not just for conversation. There's another game from May, Shadow of Kyoto, developed by Ronin Arts.
Ah, yes, the stealth action game.
Right, where you play as an assassin ninja in feudal Japan. It scored an 88 on Metacritic, brought in $84 million. But it uses highly advanced enemy AI that reacts to the slightest sound or environmental change across these nonlinear levels.
What's fascinating here is how AI is utilized completely differently depending on the genre. I mean, JSoft used AI to generate deep emotional empathy in Echoes, right?
Yeah, making you care about the characters.
Exactly. But Ronin Arts used that exact same core technology to generate profound suspicion and paranoia, driving these ruthless, hyper-aware survival mechanics in a stealth game.
Okay, let me represent the stressed-out listener for a second here. If an AI world reacts to absolutely everything, like those hypersensitive samurai guards in Kyoto, doesn't that just turn a fun stealth game into a high-anxiety stress simulator?
It is stressful for sure.
Right. It sounds like the sheer terror of trying to sneak past a sleeping toddler in a house with incredibly creaky floorboards.
That is a great way to put it. But the analysis argues that this tension is exactly what the audience wants. It's an intentional modern tribute to classic stealth titles like Tenchu.
Oh, sure. Tenchu was brutal.
Exactly. The advanced AI forces players to adapt. You have to creatively utilize the game's smooth parkour mechanics, stick to the shadows, use your samurai-era weapons. It ultimately gives the game massive replay value.
Because the AI adapts to you, so no two playthroughs are the same. But processing all this dynamic AI while maintaining cutting-edge visuals must put unimaginable strain on the player's hardware.
It does. And that brings us to the severe hardware limitations of the 10th generation.
So let's talk about the visual demands, because we have a fourth game to introduce here. Quantum Drive 3 from Velocity Games.
Right. It scored an 85 on Metacritic.
Yeah. And even though it sold the least of the bunch, about 900,000 copies for $63 million, it absolutely revolutionized the arcade racing genre.
The visuals in that game are staggering.
They are. The futuristic cities, the dynamic neon rain, the complex light reflections on customizable cars, plus a massive 64-player simultaneous multiplayer mode.
And we also have to highlight Starfall, which is currently the PS5 graphics benchmark due to its extraordinary use of advanced ray tracing.
Which is incredibly demanding.
Right, because instead of just painting a static shadow on the ground, the system is calculating the physical trajectory of individual rays of light bouncing off surfaces in real time.
Yeah. And Echoes utilizes Unreal Engine 5.4 to try and hit 60 frames per second on both the PS5 and Xbox Series X. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
I noticed a glaring contradiction in the source material. Echoes of Eternity is this 10 out of 10 masterpiece with a $120 million budget. But the Tekken Plus review specifically lists framerate drops in some crowded scenes and a slow and long opening as its main weaknesses.
Yeah, that is definitely in there.
So my question is, are developers writing checks that current hardware simply can't cash?
In short, yes. The ambitions of software engineers have officially outpaced local silicon. I mean, rendering 64-player multiplayer races in Quantum Drive 3 or complex AI-heavy crowds in Echoes of Eternity, it just brings local consoles to their knees.
They just can't process it all at once.
No, they can't. In fact, Quantum Drive 3 actually requires high-speed internet for its multiplayer mode to function at all, even though the story mode is completely offline.
Wait, so the hardware bottleneck is that severe?
Yes. The console literally needs external server assistance just to manage the data load for those 64 simultaneous vehicles. It's forcing the industry to look for a permanent workaround.
Okay, so what is that solution? Because buying a new console every year isn't going to work.
Well, the solution is already on the horizon, and it leads directly into the long-term forecast for the gaming industry.
Let's unpack that specialized analysis on what the end of 2026 will look like. Because this release timeline was relentless.
It really was.
You had Quantum Drive 3 on May 5th, Shadow of Kyoto on May 12th, Starfall on May 20th, and Echoes of Eternity on May 28th. Releasing four masterpieces back-to-back like that is incredibly rare.
Very rare. And if you look at the Tekken Plus FAQ points, they note that games are now launching simultaneously across PC and consoles, like Echoes launching right onto Steam.
The ecosystem is flattening out.
Exactly. And the heavy prediction from Tekken Plus is that by the end of 2026, the main competition won't be about local graphics anymore. It's going to be over-integrating cloud systems with open-world games.
So pushing the heavy lifting off the console.
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, massive 95 and 115 gigabyte file sizes are just completely unsustainable.
Yeah, your hard drive fills up after 3 games.
Exactly. So the future relies on offloading that heavy AI generation and all that ray tracing physics to the cloud.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm visualizing this correctly. Is this essentially like having a master architect in a massive remote office drawing up complex blueprints in real time while your local console is just the construction worker laying the bricks as fast as it gets the instructions over the internet?
That is a perfect analogy. The local CPU just can't handle the dynamic AI generation natively anymore.
So what does this all mean? Like connecting this directly to the listener's daily life?
Yeah.
Even if you only use your laptop to check emails, this massive push for cloud-integrated AI is going to trickle down to you.
Oh, 100%. It's testing the infrastructure for everything.
But I have to challenge this. If cloud integration is the inevitable future, does that mean the era of owning a game on a disk and playing it completely off the grid is officially dead?
Well, the expert analysis synthesizes a harsh final reality. Yes, it is dead.
Wow.
Yeah, the 85% spike in digital sales we talked about earlier, that proves the market has already accepted this fate. Players are actively trading complete offline ownership for dynamic, ever-changing digital worlds.
That is a massive paradigm shift. To summarize what we've covered today, May 2026 really was a watershed moment.
It changed everything.
It did. From the time-bending storytelling of Echoes of Eternity to the adrenaline-fueled 64-player neon races in Quantum Drive 3, the line between a traditional video game and a reactive simulation has been permanently blurred.
And whether you prefer the thrill of interstellar combat or you just want a deep, 80-hour story to get lost in, you have to realize that the technology driving these experiences is actively reshaping how we interact with all digital media.
Which leaves you with a final, really lingering question to ponder. If artificial intelligence can now instantly generate incredibly natural dialogue for thousands of digital characters, how long until you log into a digital world and form a genuine emotional connection with an AI character who actually remembers every choice you've ever made? Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.